I was ready to rack up the points for him. He looked like he's got had fire in his eyes for that one.
4:50 left in the fourth, 50-21. Martin Messing and Jamason Krug tap to the high post, but McLeod misses it but gets his own rebound, and the floater goes in for 2 points. Don McLeod with his first points of the night. 52-21, 31-point lead.
Coach Krug is still looking for the defensive intensity.
Right elbow to Bajarski to Valentine on the floater on the baseline. No good. Rebound, Martin Messing. Clark Brady with the long two in the corner. No good. Rebound, Bajarski. Brent Wisner in the predominantly green jersey. White stripes on the shorts and something on the shoulders. White numbers, very clear to see. Van Tiflin takes the three, no good. Rebound, McLeod. In transition goes coast to coast, but there's Keegan Valentine to pick up his fourth foul. And sixth team. This will be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop, left side of radio, as we have a whole slew of substitutions. Brendan Jurgis, Jackson Motes, and Zach Arntz check in for Bad Axe, replacing Andrew Sutton, Mason Krug, and John Messing. As Jackson Most wastes no time and gets in with a quick two on the inbound. 54-21. Out there for Lakers, Drew Scholler, Bailey Kraszewski, Seth Bowles, Lucian Van Tiflin. As Brandon Wuschlager, the fifth man out there, gets the ball off the left block and goes up for 2 points. 54-23. And now we have a whistle, and it's a travel called against Bad Axe.
That was a nice pass by Seth Van Tiflin. Did I say Seth?
Lucian Van Tiflin.
Lucian. Seth must be thinking of me.
.329 left in the fourth. Martin Messing sits down. He's replaced by Daniel Fucinari. End of the third quarter in Marlette. It's Harbor Beach 34, Marlette 29. Seth Bowles' turnaround jump shot is good with the bunny. Seth Bowles' first points of the night. 54-25, a 29-point deficit for the green and white. 3:05 left in the fourth. McLeod, acting point guard, back up to Fucinari against Wuschlager. Man-to-man defense, and Wuschlager steals it, and here's Scholler with it. Into the corner, Scholler now back left wing, skip pass to the right wing. Kraszewski for three off the mark, and whistle on the rebound. Bad Axe ball. As that sound you hear is the ball rolling into our courtside microphone.
And did it survive? Oh,
yes, it did. A little bit. We'll take it. Foul goes against Drew Scholler. That's his second, but Lakers seventh, so we walk the length of the court. And sending number 31, a 5'9 senior, Daniel Fucinari, to the free throw line for one free throw and perhaps a bonus.
I think that's his first trip to the foul line.
It is at least tonight, if not on the entire season.
I don't have anything on. Nope.
First free throw, a little strong, misses it, rebound, Wuschlager. Van Tiflin picks up his dribble at the high post. Back to Kraszewski goes, dives down to the lane with the left hand, in for 2 points. Kraszewski with 10 points leads Lakers scores. 54-27. That's what the difference is. 27 points. Bad Axe currently doubling up the Lakers. 2:25 left in the fourth. And we have a whistle. It'll be against Brandon Wuschlager. And this will send Fucinari back to the free throw line for another free throw.
Okay, positive thoughts for Daniel.
Substitution more for Bad Axe. Number 23, getting deep into the roster here. Bailey Iden checks in, replacing Jackson Motes. Lucian Van Tiflin is sitting down now, replaced by Brady Smith. And Aaron Volk is also in the ball game. Number 44, 6'2" junior. And we have a whistle, and we have an elbow on the rebound from Brandon Wuschlager, which sends Daniel Fucinari to the free throw line for a third free throw on the night. We'll see if we can land this one. That is Brandon Wischlager's second foul. And he made it.
Yes.
And the crowd goes wild. Another free throw coming up. ...55-27, 2:22 left in the fourth. And Fucinari nearly got that one to fall. Rebound, Seth Bowles. Brady Smith dribbling up the court for Lakers. Over to Krzyzewski, left wing, against Bailey Iden. Dribbling to the right wing, nothing there. Gets it stolen by Brendan Jurgis. Who then Drew Scholler steals it away from Iden. Seth Bowles. Into the right corner, long two, no good, rebound, Zach Arntz. Into the right corner, Fucinari gets a stolen, tipped away by Seth Bowles. Fucinari's there to save it. Bailey Iden touches it for a hot second as they try to feed it into Aaron Volk, and he is fouled. Foul goes against Brandon Wischlager, fouling like it's going out of style. That's the team's ninth and his third. Aaron Volk at the free throw line.
He's got a two-shot
shooting
bonus.
Two, being the 10th team foul for Lakers. And he makes it. Everyone on this squad has scored except Brendan Jurgis, Clark Brady, and Bailey Iden. Everyone else for Bad Anx is in the scorer's book. And he goes 2 for 2 on that trip. Aaron Volk with 2 points.
As far as I know, that's his first 2 points of the season.
Well, he's batting 1,000. Drew Scholler to Wischlager in the corner. No good. Rebound, Zach Arntz. Left wing, Jurgis into the corner to Fucinari. Minute 20 left in the fourth. Bailey Iden now with it, being guarded by Krzyzewski. Top of the key, dribbling to his right and passes to his right to Jurgis. And it's stolen away. Here comes Scholler. Goes up for the layup, and he can't even make that. Kind of tells you how this night's been going for the Lakers. And out of bounds, last touch by a white jersey.
Well, the Lakers, you know what they say, the old song, some days are diamonds, some days are stones. It just didn't work out tonight. On the
Lakers,
inbound.
Lakers inbounds, and we have a whistle and a hold away from the ball. Not exactly sure what's going on here.
They call a foul on Aaron Volk, and that is his first, team sixth. Krzyzewski, the corner.
No good. Rebound, Fucinari. 55 seconds left in regulation. 57-27. Bad Anx by 30 as they turn the ball over again. Here comes Krzyzewski in transition, and this one's in for 2 points. He has 12. Number 23, Bailey Iden, bringing up the ball at the top of the key against Scholler. 32 seconds left. And Scholler is not giving up either. And we have a held ball. This will be possession. Bad Anx. As things are getting a little chippy out there, I'd say. And this will be a turnover for Bad Anx.
Lakers would love to go ahead and break this 29 into at least 31.
20 seconds to do it. And we have a whistle. As these officials are apparently being paid by the hour.
They're calling everything.
And this goes against Aaron Volk, his second, team seventh. So we go to the free throw line for 1-1. Drew Scholler at the free throw line. He is scoreless on the night. And his first free throw attempt upcoming. 57-29. And he misses the free throw. Rebound, Bailey Iden. Still loose ball all over the place. Over to Fucinari. 10 seconds left across the timeline.
Not going to allow him to dribble
over
out.
To Jurgis. To Bailey Iden. And he's going to dribble this one out. We have come to the end of regulation as Bad Anx advances to 8-0 on the season. And 2-0 in divisional play to remain in first place. Final score, Bad Anx 57, Lakers 29. On the WLEW Sports Network, when we return, we'll have all of our post-game wrap-up from Bad Anx, Michigan. The Hatchets, 57, Lakers 29.